Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. On one of our regular Monday interviews with John Swamp Fox Warner, you've probably heard him mention the Charleston Digital Corridor and the success they are having nurturing and supporting technology entrepreneurs in the Holy City. But you may not know that 2 years ago, they partnered with the city of Beaufort to expand those efforts. Kevin Klingler is the board chairperson at the Beaufort Digital Corridor, and he joins us now by phone. Kevin, welcome.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
I understand you are new to the area. What brought you into this picture?
Well, I actually am originally from Los Angeles, so I've gone from one coast to the other coast and decided to move my company, my technology software company, out of California's rather infamous business climate into a much more friendly business climate. And I did that about a little over 3 years ago, and it's just been really wonderful. And I just really enjoy the area, too. And it was the right move at the right time. So that's what brought me here, looking for a very business-friendly environment. And South Carolina certainly is that.
Give us the history of this venture. How did all of this come about?
The Charleston Digital Corridor, as you know, has been very successful, has been doing what they do up in Charleston for about 17 years. They have founded or attracted over 400 technology companies to the Charleston area. About 2 years ago, they decided to partner and bring that effort down and expand upon it down here in Beaufort, trying to create more of an actual viable corridor. That was driven by Ernest Andrade and has been working with various folks at the city for the last 2 years. We now have a very strong board of directors and several very good programs we're putting together.
Should we think of this as an incubator?
No, it's not really an incubator. We do have a space here on Carteret, which is just two blocks from the main drive in downtown Beaufort, and several of the spaces are already filled, where we bring fledgling technology companies, you know, young entrepreneurial companies, to kind of get a toehold. Our job will be then to help them develop. So I guess in a way it is an incubator, but we won't do the funding ourselves. Our job will be to work with these companies to help make them fundable and then to introduce them to investors or potential investors. And then we step out of the way at that point.
What are the qualifications for a company to become part of the Beaufort Digital Corridor?
Qualifications are simply that you rent space from us and have a technology orientation. That's required, that you have some sort of technology component. You don't necessarily have to be selling technology per se or licensing it, but your business must have a technology component such as mobile apps or websites or and things like that. And the website must be kind of part of the actual aspect of what your business is about.
And what is your capacity? How many companies can you take and how full are you at this point?
We've got about four or five of the suites rented. We have about a total of 10 or 12 suites, and then we have about a half a dozen or so or eight single desktop areas that are also available. So one of the really good things is you could come here and rent space temporarily as well and work on your business if you're just a single entrepreneur just trying to start up. And the advantage of that would be is that there's a lot of other like-minded people here. There are the people from the board of directors that can help answer questions for you. And Shelley is here 8:30 to 5 every day to assist you as well. So there's actually a lot of support here for those people.
No long-term lease commitments, in other words.
That's right. That's right. When people rent an actual office here rather than just one of the desks, they do have a one-year a lease commitment, but that's it.
Being a new organization, Kevin, how are you marketing the facility there? How are you targeting your potential companies?
We have a very effective outreach program that we've just recently put together. We're very excited about it. It's a marketing campaign that will really expose the support that potential technology entrepreneurs can get here at Basecamp by being members of the Beaufort Digital Corridor. It includes both digital components as well as print and traditional media. So it's very expansive, and we're really excited about it. It's going to be rolling out in the next couple of months.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for your time today.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Kevin Klingler is the board chairperson at the Beaufort Digital Corridor. We will have a link to his organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.